Matt Stevens, thanks for joining me. Is there any reason to believe the Saxons won't cruise to a victory against Canada at Worcester on Saturday?
I think we won't cruise to a victory. We'll face a very difficult, well-drilled Canadian team who will be hugely up for it, and we've got to meet that and deal with it. But obviously, very positive about a victory.
With the nature of the results that we have seen, what benefit do you think there is in the Churchill Cup competition, whether it's for other nations or whether it's for players like yourself coming into the England setup?
It's been really good for a lot of young guys coming through who haven't played in the international arena before to be blooded, as it were, and for older guys like myself, and there are a couple in the team. It's a good way to get back into the international setup and feel what it's like to be with the England boys, be in the hotel together, train together. I've said this before, but the club and country are two different animals, and you can never compare the two, because it's a very different thing. You come together for such a short period of time, so it's important for us to get that feel again, and for everyone in this team, it's a chance to be watched by the England selectors.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you personally, obviously, since the renaissance you've had with Saracens and coming back into the game, journalists like me and plenty others, asking how you feel like you've got on since you've come back. And this must provide a great opportunity. And do you think those questions and the people wanting to find out how far you think you're going to get will only die down perhaps once you get into that senior side, and maybe when you pull on the elite number one senior side jersey again?
Well, if I get into that senior side, and it's a lot of competition, and I'm realistic about it, but taking one game at a time, it's about performance week on week, and being happy with the progression. But I know I need to step up even more.
And the performance against Tonga was pretty impressive. I mean, countless penalty tries going in from the front row performances. You're probably not going to get quite as easy a ride against Canada.
Definitely not. I think we've seen they're a very well-drilled team. They've got a good pack, and they'll have watched the Tonga game, and they'll want to make a difference in that area. So we can expect a big and tough test.
Now, looking around at some of the other guys in the squad, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but Martin Johnson, not known for being too spontaneous in selections, but who do you think through the Churchill Cup has had a really good ride and has put their hand up for consideration in selection? As Billy Twelvetrees coughs quite loudly walking past.
Well, there, he's put his own name forward. I think, there have been a number of players, and I won't mention all of them, specifically, my club teammate Maurice Buerta has played superbly. Come through and scrummed well, and tackled, huge defensive effort. Matt Mullins, great on the loose head, obviously had a dominant game against Tonga. Both hookers have played well.
He's looking after his front row union here, I can see.
Of course I am. And then in the back line, we've been very lucky this Churchill Cup, because we've actually had some experience in the back line, as well as with guys like Topsy Ojo, and but also some real kind of bright sparks. Trins has played superbly well, and we've got a lot of dynamism in that back line. So any one of those guys can put their hands up. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Hopefully it's another big performance, and people keep putting their hands up for England selection.
And in terms of the continuity of a Saxon side, I mean, obviously you've got to get a chance, you've got to give a chance to new players to come in and play. But there's a few changes from the sides that played during the Six Nations period, perhaps. Do you think there needs to be a balance? Do you think there needs to be more continuity in the Saxon side for them to stay together and gel as a unit to feed the senior time or to senior team? Sorry, or is it okay to have it chopped and changed a little bit to blood the youngsters?
I think in an ideal world, you'd want the Saxons to have more time together, but it just doesn't work that way. And all of these guys play in a really tough club competition in the Premiership, so they need to be with their clubs as well as obviously their country. So it's a balancing act for the England coaches, and a difficult one. So I don't